This is Wade Renthke with the Chief Organizer Report. Glenn Beck says, Facebook is cool, no problem. So Muhammad went to the mountain. Supposedly a dozen or so big-name conservatives were rolling into Silicon Valley, and more specifically, Facebook's headquarters, to meet with the top brass there to make sure the Facebook news feed and trending stories weren't being slanted to the left. There's a lot of build-up to this peacekeeping mission before the meeting several days ago, but pretty much radio silence after that. Somewhat surprisingly, I was sent the report from one of the big names at the summit, our old nemesis Glenn Beck, dot connector and conspiracy hunter on radio and television. Beck's report, boiled down to the bottom line, was, no problem. This is a much ado about nothing. They're making a mountain out of a molehill. He reports that between 25 and 30 folks met with Mark Zuckerman and Sheryl Sandberg. He listened to what they had to say, and though being clear that he was a techno peasant like most of the rest of us, he'd listened carefully to his own tech people, and he thought it was one of those things where they were sincere, and it was just one guy with one beef crying that the sky was falling and not a real problem to his lights. He was clear that he'd been a longtime Facebook fan and was nothing but positive about Zuckerberg. All the concerns in the mainstream media about the responsibilities of Facebook as a major news source without the proper protocols and accountability to be whispering the ears and infiltrating the eyes of 1.6 billion people didn't phase Beck in the least. He was good on all that. On the other hand, he had some worries he wanted to share, presumably not with the likes of me, but with his conservative readership that offered an interesting peephole into what the other folks in the room might have been saying. And what his comrades were saying was worrisome to Beck because they sounded like a bunch of liberals to our guy Glenn. Reading between the lines, some of the fire breathers must have seen a meeting with the big whoops of Facebook as a chance to put their noses under the tent and convert this dust up into a permanent presence. They had demands about diversity, Mormon representation, a 6-month training program for the employees so that they understood conservatism, etc., etc. In Beck's words, it was like affirmative action for conservatives. When did conservatives start demanding quotas and diversity training and less people from Ivy League colleges? I sat there looking around the room at our side wondering, who are we? Who am I? He also mentioned some folks that must not have left the meeting in the same happy place that Beck had found, like the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Committee, and some other people unknown to me. But before you think, wow, Glenn Beck, what might a meeting have been like where he was the voice of reason? The most worrisome thing to take away is not Beck's astute note on the similarity of demands from any aggrieved group, but the fact that Beck felt at home with the political philosophy being expressed in Silicon Valley and at Facebook, the sort of libertarian conservative anarchism that permeates the space. As Beck said elsewhere in his piece, I understand why conservatives are suspicious of Silicon Valley. It can feel a lot like the mainstream media. But I've told you many times that I feel at home in Silicon Valley. I love the energy. There are people who want to innovate and disrupt. They want the government to stop regulating their businesses. They want small business to succeed. They value personal responsibility, etc. Why they are liberal, I don't know. But in general, they're not progressives, and at least not the folks I met with today, though I'm sure there were a few. For anyone who thinks Silicon Valley and tech world is somehow a bastion of progressive folks just because you like your iPhone and your Amazon Prime and your Facebook, Beck is giving you the skinny. He's sure there were a few out there, but he's still looking. He observed that the real problem that undergirded the meeting and this incident is not that there was any real issue around the controversy, but that there was no trust between conservatives and Facebook. Progressives should have the same caution and reserve trust, and perhaps like Beck, even judgment, no matter how much we love the tools. These people are scary. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.